Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours today, Wednesday, the 17th of December, 2025, with a real feel of 21 degrees Celsius. It's currently 22 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Zambia among countries facing U.S. entry restrictions. Acton Institute urges ACC to broaden probe into $5 million Ministry of Fisheries and Ministry of Fisheries scandal. And shock as popular South African DJ shot dead in Johannesburg.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The United States of America has partially restricted and limited entry for nationals of 19 countries, including Zambia and Zimbabwe, with the measures set to take effect on 1st January 2026. The U.S. has also imposed full entry restrictions on nationals of 19 countries, among them Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan and Syria, as well as holders of Palestinian Authority passports. Other countries facing partial restrictions include Angola, Antigua and Barbuda, Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, Dominica, Gabon, The Gambia, Malawi, Mauritania, Nigeria, Senegal, Tanzania and Togo. According to the White House, the restrictions are intended to protect the security of the United States and apply to both immigrants and non-immigrants. The White House notes that based on the overstay report, Zambia recorded a B1, B2 visa overstay rate of 10.73% and an FMNJ visa overstay rate of 21.02%. As a result, entry into the United States by Zambian nationals as immigrants and non-immigrants on B1, B2, B1 forwards B2, FMNJ visas has now been suspended. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission to extend its investigations to ensure that all individuals involved in the alleged misappropriation of $5 million at the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, regardless of rank or position, are identified and brought to account. Institute Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has expressed concern over the ongoing revelations surrounding the alleged misappropriation, noting that it is unlikely that three junior officers could have carried out such a large-scale theft on their own. Mr. Ngoma says Zambians deserve a full and transparent account of how $5 million in public funds was diverted. He has since called on the government to further strengthen the fight against corruption and ensure that all those found wanting are brought to book.
The Zambian people deserve a full and transparent picture of how the $5 million in the public accounts was diverted into personal individuals' accounts. We further call upon the government of President Hage Ndayishimiye to continue strengthening the fight against corruption and making sure that those that are found wanting are brought to book. Public resources must be protected. Anyone found wanting must face the full force of the law. This case presents an important opportunity to reinforce the administration's commitment to integrity, transparency and responsible stewardship of national assets.
The Zambia Climate Change Network, ZCCN, has urged Zambia to align with international movement advocating for recognition of ecocide as a crime under international law. ZCCN Partnerships and Programs Liaison Officer Simon Mwamba has emphasized the critical need for Zambia to join countries such as the DR Congo, which have already endorsed the campaign to include ecocide in the statutes of the International Criminal Court. He has defined ecocide as the large-scale destruction of the environment, noting that it constitutes a serious violation of both environmental and human rights. Mr. Mwamba has stated that environmental degradation should no longer be treated as a civil matter, but subject to minimal penalties. He has cited a pollution incident on the Copperbelt, describing it as a clear example of ecocide, where affected communities continue to endure the consequences of environmental harm.
To ensure that we actually advocate and influence government to join the countries that have gone to the International Court of Justice, to ensure that we join the bandwagon of those that have actually joined the issue of making ecocide an international criminal law, in line with the Rome Statute. Congo DR has joined, so what are we waiting? So the onus is on us as a country, but the onus is also on ourselves so that we can raise awareness about these matters, that ecocide is a reality. And now that there is a policy at the International Criminal Court, we need to see how we can actually adopt that.
Now, the Socialist Party has charged that Bill 7 is not intended to benefit the Zambian people, but to consolidate power for the UPND administration. Speaking on the Socialist Hour program, Party First Vice President and Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Musumali said the UPND rushed the process and failed to adequately consult the Zambian people. Dr. Musumali said Bill 7 will be costly to the country, noting that the proposed increase in the number of members of parliament to over 200 would place additional budgetary strain on the nation. He has further charged that members of parliament betrayed the Zambian people by voting in favor of the controversial Bill 7 without objection.
Zambians will have to pay for 260 MPs instead of 156. These are not cheap people. They don't come cheap. It's a huge cost to the average Zambian. That's over 100 additional salaries, allowances, vehicles, fuel, housing, and all those benefits that we see accompanying members of parliament. While hospitals have no medicines, while schools have no books, and you are struggling to afford meal as an ordinary Zambian, this is theft from the poor to feed the small political elite. That's what Bill 7 is all about.
In more news this afternoon, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba has commended the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and the World Crime Prevention for rehabilitating pangolins, stating that the 2022 working statistics have shown that the survival rate for the animals stand at 84% after 1 month of release from their rehabilitation center into the wild. Delivering his remarks in Lusaka during the premiering of a film titled A Love Like Ours Is Rare, a pangolin film, Mr. Sikumba notes that the DNPW, through its rehabilitation center, has so far cared for over 800 pangolins since 2018. Mr. Sikumba says through sensitization initiatives in the communities, there is now reduced trafficking of pangolins, especially by those who remove them from the wild for traditional use.
Out of 18 rehabilitated pangolins, survival rates were recorded at 84% after a month, 63% after 3 months, and 50% after a year post-release. These findings, ladies and gentlemen, clearly indicate, or rather demonstrate, that rehabilitation is not only viable, but a vital part of the efforts that we're putting. And more so, that the vital reason why we're doing this today, and why we're working hand in glove with WCP, is to ensuring that the pangolin population in our country grows. Ultimately, we strive ourselves as a country that obviously sells wildlife.
And A Love Like Ours, the Israel film director Harry Vlachos says the film, which took 2 years to film, has been officially selected for 3 international movie festivals, including the United Kingdom, and that it is now available for viewing online.
It's been creatively and technically a steep learning curve, and I'm very proud to say that this film has been officially selected for 3 international film festivals. The International Wildlife Film Festival, based in Ghana, the SoFa Film Festival based in the UK, and the Sheffield Shorts. For a first-time film, this is a big achievement. But tonight, the real stars are the incredible carers who are sitting right here.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Imposha says following the successful hosting of COP30 in Belém, Brazil, member countries resolved to triple adaptation finance from the current $26 billion to $120 billion US dollars by 2035 to finance adaptation to climate change. Speaking during a media briefing on the outcomes of COP30, Mr. Imposha says the global summit held in November saw 56 heads of state and government attending the World Leaders Summit. He says Zambia signed a bilateral cooperation agreement with Switzerland under Article 6, making Switzerland an off-taker of carbon credits from Zambian projects. Meanwhile, the minister has announced that Zambia will host the 8th board meeting for the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage in Livingstone, April 2026, becoming the first African country to do so.